This is WNKU's Earth Calendar. I'm Kathy Costello. On hot summer days, surface temperatures of roofs and pavement can be from 50 to 90 degrees warmer than the air temperature. These hot surfaces contribute to urban heat islands, where temps in the cities are hotter than surrounding less developed areas. The urban heat island effect can be particularly pronounced at night, when city temperatures may be as much as 22 degrees higher than surrounding areas. These higher temperatures in cities have a number of impacts, including increased energy use for air conditioning, increased emissions of air pollution, and impacts on human health. Older individuals are especially vulnerable to heat-related illnesses. The body's cooling mechanism doesn't work as efficiently as we age, and living alone or being confined to a bed can further increase vulnerability. Just a few hours per day in an air-conditioned building can reduce the risk of illness. If your home does not have air conditioning, visit a movie theater, library, mall, or designated community cooling center. A fan may provide some relief, but when temperatures reach the high 90s, electrical fans do not prevent heat-related illnesses. Wear lightweight, loose clothing that is light in color. Drink plenty of fluids and avoid drinks with caffeine, alcohol, or lots of sugar, which can cause dehydration. If you have a family member, friend, or neighbor who is at risk, visit them regularly. If you see signs of heat-related illnesses, seek help immediately. On our calendar, grab your wading boots and head to Claremont County's Sycamore Park. You'll splash around in the stream searching for crayfish, snails, beetles, and other aquatic critters. Then use what you caught to determine how healthy the river is. Bring a net if you have one and meet at the River Access July 11th, 6:30 p.m. More information at 513-732-2977 or visit claremontcountyparks.org. Earth Calendar archives are at wnku.org. For more information or to share an Earth event you are sponsoring, call 859-572-6500.